The chapters that we are looking at just now are not easy. I think they can only be understood when we see that they are full of symbols. Some of the references are to the time, particularly to the time the book was written. Some, they could also be applied for all times, but particularly for the time of persecution. And also there are powerful references to the end as well. Now we're looking at chapter 13. Now there's a lot of symbolism here, and I'll do my best to explain the book, the chapter rather. Now it is accepted in the New Testament that in the last days, that when things come to their final conclusion, it seems to be pointed by Scripture that there will be a special outbreak of the powers of evil. And that is why many times in the history of the church that men have felt that the second coming is drawing near and that the end of all things draws nigh. Because on times when the suffering has been very great, you can well imagine that they have felt that this surely must be the final outbreak of evil. You can well imagine behind the Iron Curtain how they must often have thought like that when for so many decades their families were separated from them, members of families from one another, and how they were imprisoned and suffered for the name of Jesus Christ. And there seemed to be such a regime of evil there. So you can well understand how they felt, well, this must be the final time. Well, it could have been, but there are many things, you know, that are signs beforehand as well. But we have a chapter now that's also referring to these things. Now, the Antichrist. There is a sense where there are many Antichrists. There is a sense that every power, every ungodly leader is anti-Christian. There is a general sense like that. But there is also a powerful association of an individual. And an individual that can be termed in the full sense the Antichrist. And also he can be, has been named in other parts of Scripture as the man of lawlessness. There will be such a time when an individual will appear. Now then, what is in this chapter? We have here a mention of a beast. This beast is closely linked with Satan. Some people, in their interpretation, believe that it is Satan, and there is that interpretation you could have. I don't think it makes all the difference, but others would believe that it is not Satan, but rather an individual closely linked with Satan. Very powerfully linked. And if we could stretch a point to put it like this, it's as if there were a satanic incarnation. As we think of the incarnation of Jesus Christ, Son of God, veiled in flesh to Godhead see, we also know that evil delights in imitating that which is good. And the pattern of heaven is imitated also, we looked at that some weeks ago, by evil as well. So it's a similar pattern. And here we could say that there will be this man referred to here as the beast who will have great resemblances to his master Satan. The idea of from the sea is from mysterious depths. So it is a great mystery and the frightening depths of the sea. Now that's the first part of this chapter here. Now then, before we go any further, perhaps you'd like to look at chapter 12, verse 3. There's a verse there that when we come to a description of the beast, you could just glance at this one. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon. Satan is referred to as the dragon here, remember, in this symbolic book. A great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. So if that description you find again here, this time it's a description of the beast. You can, if you like, prefer to regard the beast as Satan, certainly as an aspect of Satan's work, but also I think it is clearer to regard the beast as an individual with powerful links with Satan. And I stood upon the sand of the sea. That's an interesting point there as well. Whereas in chapter 14, you'll find Jesus Christ standing on the mountain of Zion. Solidarity there. Whereas here, there's insecurity of sand. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the names of blasphemy. Great similarity there. Now, the names of blasphemy. Now, what do we gather from that? What can we understand from that? I think that which we understand is this, that Satan and his servants are out for every kind of blasphemy against the name of God and against the person of God. See it, don't we? You know, this is happening all the time, by the way, all the time. But we'll come into a great kind of crisis or a great height towards the end. Now, the names of blasphemy. If you notice this kind of thing, that if you are watching, listening on the radio or watching on television to a group, supposing partly religious men, nominally Christian, or altogether so, and questions are given to them. Now, I haven't seen such a program for a long time, but I remember I used to notice them at one time. And when this took place, I found I couldn't listen for long, because it was unbelievable the way that they would blaspheme the name of Christ. And yet these were men who made out that they stood for Christ. You probably will remember some of these accounts. Perhaps they were a milder version of the denial of the resurrection and of the virgin birth by a bishop recently. It was on the way in any case, that you find blasphemy in unexpected places. Now then, in verse 2, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, and his seat and great authority." Now, I don't think we'd need to follow all the description of the animal. It's meant to be something that is fierce. This beast, this individual, who is patterned after Satan, is fearful. Now, oftentimes you'll get descriptions or references to this in the early church, that they regarded Nero as this person. You can well imagine why, can't you? Nero was such a cruel emperor, and who singled out Christians for particular torment. There were other cruel emperors as well, but there is more than the cruelty of Nero here. That certainly may be included, but there is more than that. Now, what we are told here about this individual when he will come, in his final state, that his authority is given unto him. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Now, may I just make a comment there in passing? Do you remember when we were in earlier symbols in this book, we had the centrality of the Father, the Godhead. Then the holiness of God is one circle.
What shall we say then? Remember what
and then the sardius stone, representing the judgment of God. Then the emerald, representing the redemption. And the mercy of God, and the elders, and the archangels, the living ones, and the multitude of angels, and the universal. So we had these ever-widening circles. And the idea behind it all was the center to all these ever-widening situations and angels, seven. Archangels, peoples, and universe was the centrality of God and the sovereignty of God. Then, if you remember, there was a scroll, and this scroll represented the providential care and plan of God for the world. And who was worthy to hold the scroll but the Lamb of God? Then there were 7 seals. That's a bit complicated, but there are 7 seals on the scroll. And as each one is released, it releases certain events in the history of the world. Now then, over all this was the providential care and control of God. Even when things seem to be out of control. They are not out of control. God is in control.
And in chapter 8,
now, a strange thing.
On, you see,
now then, think of this, the dragon and his power given. Who gave the beast power?
There is therefore now no condemnation.
The beast now is a word for individual. Who gave this dreadful individual, and he comes, power?
Well,
the dragon did. Who was the dragon? Satan.
Right, so.
You've got to have that sequence, you see,
right,
really, because if you start with the beast being Satan, you get into a problem immediately there. So the person who gives the beast authority and power is Satan. Then we've got to pause. And this is how the early church would do some thinking.
I must learn.
Stop there and say, well, yes.
I'm saying, I know.
Now just hold on a moment.
I also want to say,
how much power has Satan to give the beast? Of this individual. Then they would remember the scroll held in the hand of Jesus Christ. And the theme of the content of that scroll, that over every circumstance and the release of every event is a providential control and care of God.
We can be accommodating and helpful.
And nothing happens outside the ultimate permission of God. Now, we can go to trial here for a moment, you see, rather than symbolic. So you can say, well, we know that is true.
We
believe in a great divine being. And we are convinced of his existence.
How to love God.
And we know that he is our creator and our maker.
Self-love.
And we know that this tiny little planet Earth, in its little solar system, circling around in a particular circuit, in its own galaxy and so on, in the vast universe, and all that ever can be and is in the hand and the control of the divine being. We know him through Jesus Christ, his Son, as we have a relationship with him. Satan, who is he? The dragon.
That's why we have.
He is a god of this world, small
neo-evangelical.
That is, he has a limited control on this planet.
And we always want to sin.
But big for us, because we live on this planet as well.
I'm saying this and stressing it, because
greater, more powerful than we are.
Chapter 1, read it.
But we are able to say, we know of a power greater than Satan, the power of the divine being, of God himself. And we can call on that power, because we belong to our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who is our Saviour, and his Son. Now then, we come now to the authority given to this dreadful individual that's going to appear before the end of time.
We can slaughter.
He's called here the beast. Satan gives him power. The power is limited. It's only as much as God will permit.
We will never fully.
It's important to remember that. Whatever happens, in whatever circumstance, it is never, never out of the control of God. And this will be communicated, you see, to those people then, as it is for us now,
and
especially in the time of the second coming of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Then verse 3, and I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast.
The
it's a very difficult verse to understand. And there are many efforts. Now, I've written
There's
this
no
out.
Such thing as a person be nearly
as carefully as I can.
We are
it was the beast, this individual, that suffered a deadly wound. Now,
and
before I read on, I want you to bear in mind, evil imitates
good. Verses 24 and 25.
Satan,
quite often,
on a tiny scale,
the verses,
imitates the same pattern as God has in heaven.
We believe on
as
him,
is God,
that
Father, Son, and Holy
Jesus
Spirit,
Lord from the
living
dead,
ones are archangels and angels and so on. So Satan
for our
has his superior fallen
he
angels and his four hearts as well.
Look, he said, why did
pattern.
He die there? I look on him who was
now,
delivered
in
to
mind,
this world.
There was an incarnation.
World, sent to Calvary. Why? Because he
it
had
was
to
the
do
beast that suffered a deadly wound.
People,
located
people
in one of its heads and was
God.
Healed. There
offensive.
Is no suggestion that the head was restored.
In the sight of God.
We are justified in reflecting
in the sight of God.
That there is an evil which comes ultimately from the dragon. Which is found both
so
in the human
in your
heart
sin and you're just
and
playing about with the knowledge of Christianity.
It's found
I tell
in the
you
human
now,
heart.
Straight, you are an offence.
And also
you
in this dreadful
God.
Thing that we describe as a beast.
We offend and say, "Ah, well, I won't listen to that again." Well, very well. That is your eternal destiny, and that is your privilege.
He lives, he dies, he lives. An imitation of the incarnation,
and was raised again for our
and that in him there is an evil
it calls
so
for
powerful
for
that
us
it reaches even our hearts as
that
well.
Faith
thus of all
in what
three
God
says,
has done
simple,
for us,
who can understand it altogether? It's a very, very difficult verse. I won't try to go into any more than
son,
that.
Jesus
then verse
Christ,
four,
who paid the penalty,
and they worshipped the dragon,
it,
and gave
well it,
power unto the beast.
Think on
and
it,
they worship the beast, saying,
and see
"Who is like unto the beast?
Only
who is able to make war
for an unworthy
with him?"
Person
if you can bear in mind the theme of imitation, does that remind you of part of Scripture?
And to be forgiven in the sight
who is a pardoning God?
Now we've looked at that
like
many times.
Unto thee.
But I'm reminding you.
So we have now the evil regime.
He was punished in our stead.
This individual shall regard it more
we have
in the way of
by faith
of nations. Before long, we have another one coming along,
in Christ and
where we have those who oppose the Church of God as states and priests,
thy saints,
state and religion,
great object of immortal praise, essentially supreme.
So here we're dealing with the first one.
Bless thee
now,
for the glorious fruits thine incarnation gives. Thy righteousness,
which gave
grace,
power unto the beast. It's quite clear again. Satan gives power to
now
the beast. Bear in mind who allows Satan any power in the first place.
And
they worship the beast, Satan, these individuals saying,
which grace
who is like unto the beast,
on me,
who is able to make war
receives. Grace
with him.
Gives.
What he's suggesting is this, in the latter days, that they will be saying this,
are you saved
it is futile
on that
to
level,
war against us.
Then if you are not saved on
is
that level,
a waste of
at
time
this moment, you are
to raise your Christian
headlong
banner.
For hell.
Is it futile to even try
don't run away from it.
To
clear on it.
Bring any opposition.
Then I ask you, is there a desire
the
then that you might be truly
be
a child
say,
of grace?
Satan is behind me.
Now then,
the power of the dragon is behind
what
me.
What are the expectations
you cannot stand against it.
Of
so
grace
in
our lives?
And worship.
We come then to a
now
problem
that's a picture
that is
there.
Posed by the apostle. There are people
and there was given
along.
Unto him
we have them today, we have them
a
then,
mouth.
We have them in every
speaking great things.
They had different titles from the time of John Calvin. They were
and power was given to him to continue
people
40
who took liberty.
And 2 months.
They said that they knew God.
Simple
in that
verse.
They give you every answer. They had
it only allowed again. It was given.
Even
allowed.
Also
you find John very much taken
all sorts of things,
with the,
and
with the individual,
life,
the beast, or with the dragon, Satan. It was given. It was given.
And the motives
that is,
of
it
their
was allowed.
Hearts.
And here there's a time
and
span given. Not only does
world,
God is a giver and limits the power or the words, but also it is for an allotted time.
That's what you're saying. I've got that problem.
A space of time
I see it
determined by God.
Some people are saying, well, now
so this
would
be a comfort
you
to the early church. It should be a comfort to us. And if
faith.
You go into time persecution,
let's give God the privilege. He loves to
hand.
Give us grace.
And
then
it's
let
for
us
a time,
more, so that he may
and
give
there is a limit
more
to
grace. That grace.
Now we know, don't we? In we go back
grace,
to doctrine here
more,
from one of the
that
epistles.
More grace
that
that's
he will not suffer to be
end,
tempted
the more
or
I sin, the more grace
than you
I
are able to bear, but will provide a way
person.
Of escape. Meaning
and
that
he
all
says,
the while we must remember, this is what this chapter
being,
is teaching us.
God
that even though there will be these dreadful things,
that is absolute
us,
nonsense.
Yet,
it is absolute
God
rubbish.
Is
it means that that person
control.
Has no idea
that is there
of what
as well.
The work of grace is about.
Then in verse 6,
so that's why he's
and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God.
Something
to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle
by faith can
and
give
them
you almost that feeling. All right,
in
I'm
them.
Saved. My sins are forgiven. I know
and
I got a place in heaven,
in
so I can relax
God
now.
To blaspheme his name.
The conviction of sin
his
is over. All is well.
And
I can
then
relax
dwell
now.
In heaven.
But they are
well,
forgetting.
That explains itself, doesn't it, really? It
but
shows that it can be a time
the grace
where
of God, the saving
individuals
knowledge,
who
saving
would
faith.
Acknowledge Satan as their head
union
would, without shame or embarrassment or fear, blaspheme and ridicule
dear
the
friend,
name of God.
And you and myself.
There are touches of this in every generation. Would you say that we live in an age today that people would sin without shame?
This is the evidence.
That's right, sin without shame.
The knowledge I have and the understanding of the
and the religious men in the Protestant and the Catholic Church, I suppose, will blaspheme against the fundamental truths
union
without any feeling of embarrassment or of fear.
Now, he deals with that.
When
now,
you think, you know, I know people belittle it and so on, that when the particular man denied, was it the virgin birth or resurrection, some time ago, and was being ordained, or whatever they do to bishops, in York Minster, when you think what happened, I saw what happened there, and I happened to, not at that time, but afterwards.
The word evangelical has a great meaning. If by evangelical we mean a person who has been saved by the grace of God and is living by the glory of God.
And
but there is a kind of an evangelical.
Well, you know, it's an incredible thing.
And
I can't see that there is any way the person can say that was a coincidence.
But there are no options.
There's no possible way that we can get to it. It was a warning. A warning not heeded. Then you wonder, what will the end
of that be? A Christian is to be a godly person.
Sin and blaspheme.
There is to be
without shame.
No compromise.
And without heeding warnings.
There is to be no appearance of evil.
It will increase.
There is to be no contradiction.
And it is given unto him, verse 7,
otherwise
given to him to make war over the saints.
In a sense, it gives a frightening picture, but we are forgetting something.
We might say,
well, Lord, I can understand the necessity if I'm united to Christ. But how? How can I? Well, now I'm justified by faith in Jesus Christ, my sins are forgiven. But you tell me that the evidence in me has to be a godly life, but I'm still me. How can I?
And I can understand why many people felt
of my
during the reign
knowing
of
the emptiness
Nero,
of my mind, knowing
that
the desires I have.
Time.
How can I be that? I desire to be that.
To be and so he says, well, I'll cooperation tell
you
with him.
If you are really serious about the Christian faith, if you really want to go to heaven, if that is your desire, then I'll show you then what the great evidence
is.
So that you might
take. And they had great difficulty.
They says, God forbid,
how shall enough light? And so what they would do, they said they had 2,000, I think, stakes around
the possibility
where
they were
going to have a banquet.
Well,
and just tied Christians to them.
On the one hand, I can say, I have received the death and the merits of the death of Christ, but I'm going on as I was.
And so in case any of them would be noisy, they then had very loud bands and instruments.
And it makes a mockery of the cruelest, of the fineness, of the kindness, and the most beautiful,
like
the most
that,
wonderful, the most
dreadful,
of death, all that together,
in the history of the church.
It makes a mockery of it if we just go
they would
skipping
not
along in the little waves.
And yet they
as if
we
could
they
take
went
the
on.
Advantage of him.
But there is more than Neronic persecution
here. We are united
here.
With Christ.
There is more. The dreadfulness
what
of what we have
that?
Here
well,
is
we can
more
say, I know my sins are forgiven,
still.
I know I have peace with
now,
God, I know faith in heaven. All right,
then,
what has happened?
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him
as
whose names are not written. Now, here's a comforting verse. You might not think at first. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of
the
world. Now, what do you think of that? You see, here we are
the
having in prophetic form, really, what it will be like, what it is like, and what it will be like. And when there'll be great compulsion for everyone to worship, and they'll say, it's futile. The Christian faith is finished. It's futile. Give in. Secular powers are supreme. And this individual known as the beast is all powerful. So he says, give in. And everybody, they say, worship him.
And the old man, before he's a Christian,
and thank God for that except,
just loves sin.
Those whose names
a certain amount of conscience, as all human beings have.
Is
that absolutely dreadful? But is sinful
is
by
book,
nature.
It could be a scroll.
And sees nothing
it
wrong.
Be in a form
he doesn't even mind having a little religion
all, but
sometimes.
We can only communicate to us in words like this.
Sometimes he supports
a book,
religion. It's a matter of preferences for him.
Of paper,
but the old man still allows a body to live as it likes. So with
these
all
are the
that
names
makes
of
the
those who during their lives
all its,
came to
an
experience
and the activities of our body in every part.
That's a marvellous thing. You think back to the time now when you came to the Lord.
The
first you heard the gospel. First it was a very overwhelming thing and a remarkable thing.
You see,
then you
Paul
heard
is
that
not
God has sent his
and
son
I don't
into
any
this
of
world.
Us to play about either.
And you wonder, could he really
the old
be
man is
the person
crucified
he says
with
he
Christ.
Is.
So what we are saying
divine
here, when I'm united
human.
With Christ,
could he be
in one sense,
things?
Although
and
I do not make any
so,
contribution
then
to
it is the most wonderful
that
thing
is Christ
that
alone,
ever happened
yet there
in
is a sense I died with him.
The great divine being,
I was buried
to speak
with
as
him.
Well, in so clear a
I
word,
was raised
the incarnation,
with him. There is that element such as a radical change in a Christian. That's why we are disturbing
and
people.
That's why a ministry like that can be his death
not popular
is rich,
or loved very deeply can have the opposite effect. Why? Because we are talking here,
so
we are ripping you from the jaws of hell. We are grasping you from the hold of Satan. We are telling you this is a way and this is godliness. Now the old man is crucified with Christ. Now where am I? Well, I'm still here. I'm still here.
That now, if we should be overtaken in the second
of your
coming,
has it
if that should
then?
Be so,
no,
and we see everybody falling over one another to worship this individual called the beast, that we won't be amongst them.
Are you
them.
New?
Because we will be amongst
new?
Those
are you new? Are you
whose
new?
Names are written in the book
new?
Of life. And that
union
surely is a great comfort.
I myself.
Verse 9. Just a little phrase
I'm
here. If any man.
Man
have an ear, let him hear.
I
rather think it's not to sum up verses 8,
as a
eight verses, but rather to give us a warning
no
to the next verses. Now he's saying, listen,
can
he's
have
telling
dominion
his
over me.
He's writing to us.
Now that's
to.
A brave statement, you know.
Now here is a very
sin,
difficult verse.
It's all here. Can no longer have dominion over
it's
me.
Verse 10.
I myself am already
he
in Christ.
Into
I am seated in the heavenly places. That's
captivity.
Where I am. Why? Because
he
the old man has been crucified. I am a new man in Christ.
Here is a patience
that's
and the
me.
Faith of the saints.
But the body I live in, the mind.
Now in this
the heart
particular
the
verse.
Motives I've got.
May I put it like this?
They are touched
to begin
by the
with,
grace
it teaches an
God.
Acceptance
sin doesn't
of the
actually
realities
rule
of life. Now,
anymore
I'll give you this translation.
But has a tremendous
it's from the RSV,
influence.
And here is a better translation.
So my battle
if
now
anyone
is
to
this
be
body
taken
of sin and this
to
new
captivity
me
he goes.
In Christ. And
if
it is
anyone
a degree that I have victory
sword,
in my body,
with a
that
sword,
is my growth
with a
and
sword,
my progression in sanctification.
He must be slain.
That's the battle.
Now, take those two. One first. If anyone is to
no,
be taken
not.
Captive,
so many of us, as we're baptized, Jesus Christ, as verse, Jesus Christ, as verse 3,
now, what does that
we're
say?
Baptized into his death.
It's teaching
that is, I died there. Therefore, we are
the
buried with him,
God.
And by baptism and giving to death,
God's
like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the
captive,
Father, even so
then it
we
is to captivity
also
we go,
shall walk
and we accept
in
it.
Newness of life.
That is
then,
the first phrase.
Look at verse 14.
So that if
for
anybody said, you know,
shall
that
not
going
have
to be the
dominion
next
over
that
you,
going to be
for you are not under the law,
and there is no way you can escape that.
Now, something
unless you want to deny the Lord Jesus Christ, then we answer and say, if it is the providence of God, we are to go into captivity, then to captivity.
Well, me, the essence of my being, died with him.
Now that sounds a little bit hard, doesn't it? But think for a moment.
With him
not so long ago, we had God give in.
And sin.
Did you pick up something
sin
that I've always
no
suspected?
No longer have dominion
so,
over
surmise,
me.
Anyway. In listening
the
to these people and
being.
Hearing of these who suffered persecution in Eastern Europe.
In
that
this
when
body
they went to prison.
Of sin.
For being pastors, usually, or for
so
witnessing,
I need grace to draw
they seem to spend the rest of their lives,
of
or most of their lives,
the
in prison because
God,
sentence was
so
added
in every
to sentence.
Part of my being, that new
now, you
creature,
do?
Where the old man
what
is crucified
do?
And has died to
you
sin,
then,
now he is new,
prison,
without loss of identity,
you bemoan the fact
it is still
you're
you,
not going to see
without
family,
loss of identity,
maybe
the new me, the same me, the
what
new me, made new.
You then just plough into the depths of misery, and that's it.
It's mindless,
but they didn't do that.
Unclean thoughts.
And as far as I can see, this is what they did. Right, I have my family life. I'm grateful
for all those things.
For my wife, my children.
But the tyrant.
Now this is my new life.
No longer.
I may never see them again. If I do, that will be a mercy of God.
The body of
I trust I will see them in heaven.
Now the next is
the
consideration of grace.
This is my new life. This
it is,
important my new
that we should know our rights. Now that's a popular
remember?
Thing to say today, isn't it?
And
when
so,
you think of it,
with a
everywhere
full
you hear, we know
a ready mind.
Our rights. We know our rights.
An absolute service
I
to
heard
God.
Somebody telling me in another
part
a few weeks ago how difficult it
are.
Was with a new class of children who are particularly
if
rowdy
we are
and naughty.
Captive,
and one of them
then
said,
to captivity
"We know our
we
rights. We
and
know
in
that
the
you
sovereignty
can't
of God."
We know that you can't
it.
Do this. And I'm not coming again
then
to
the
this
other
class
phrase.
Because you shouted at me and told me to be
if
quiet.
If anyone slays
we know
with a sword,
rights.
With a sword must be slain.
not the kind of age that we are living in.
Makes we a terrible mistake.
But do we know the Israelites?
Of thinking, I will beat the beast. I will beat the individual that's so against God.
Christian
I would be,
what if we have implanted
like
together in the likeness of his death?
If I kill him.
Also be
so let's similarly take up our swords and our guns,
so
whatever we
if
have
I
at our disposal.
Him,
we'll take that and we will destroy
all his
the beast.
Evil desires.
We will do that.
If that is nailed to the cross, yet I am alive. Then what is alive? The new me in Christ and the life of the resurrection there. We have died to sin. We have been identified in the union of Christ, and we are also identified in the resurrection life of Christ.
Much more powerful.
Look what we are.
Than a sword.
It's a remarkable
much
thing.
More powerful
knowing this
than
that our old man
rifle,
is crucified with him and
much
the body of sin. That's the body of sin might be destroyed.
That
henceforth that we should
some
not serve sin. So now this
on
is the picture that
come.
We've got just now.
And the more of them that are killed,
let us say
it seems
to
be that the blood of the
knowledge of Jesus Christ
is
as Savior.
A
radical change has taken place. And that the old man has died to sin. And the old man now transformed without loss of identity into the new man. And a new honesty. A new attitude. And I look at my body, containing my mind, my motives, my actions, my desires. I look at my body of sin. And I know that I must change. And I know now that I can change. That's the difference. That's why it's not heartbreaking. We might say, how do I know that I can change? Well, the body itself is not a sinful thing. It is a sin that influences it so powerfully that makes it so sinful. Now, what is this miracle of grace, this new me then? Because of this miracle of grace that has taken place, and the old man, I have died to sin, and the new man in Christ now has risen with the resurrection life of Christ. It is possible now to render ineffective the tyranny of sin in the body. Oh, listen to that. Because there is a change without loss of identity, the old man is crucified through this union in Christ, and the new man in Christ is there. It is possible now to say this, to render ineffective the tyranny of sin in my mind and in my heart and in my life. Is sin still terrorizing you? What for? If you are a Christian, then if you are not a Christian, then seek this moment, the grace of God, that you might enter into this great dimension of a triumphant Christian life. That is what he's talking about. This digression is worth having, or else he's still thinking, because he's died for our sin, that's all right then. I can sin more and I can have more grace. Rubbish, 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 says Paul. You haven't understood. There is a miracle of grace. The old man has died, crucified with Christ. The new man now is fashioned after our Lord and has the righteousness life in it. Now then, what you have now, but I can't cope with my body, I can't cope with my mind, I can't cope with my wandering thoughts, I can't cope with that. No, that's true, he said, but you have the means. You are new. You are new. And because you are new, you have a right now to call on such resources, and in a way you can demand graciously those resources and bring them into any part of your life and insist on triumph in this body of sin. It's marvelous. It's absolutely marvelous. It's exciting. Try it. So if you have a dose of the pouts, you're behaving according to the tyrant of sin, pretending that he's in charge of your body still. He is not. He can influence your body, but the new man in Christ can say no to sin. He can say no to Satan. Because we are new. Try it. Put it into action. Henceforth, we are told, we should not serve sin. I was reading a book by Stuart Olliott, an excellent book on Romans.
You see, the way of the Christian.
And I'm going to use his illustration here, because I've used up all mine on this point. And
much
I found this a better illustration. Anyway.
Than a sword. He much more powerful than a gun or a rifle or a
human
bomb.
Being.
Much more powerful.
Without the grace of God.
They go.
As living,
some of them are slaughtered, but
as
on
a slave
they come.
In a castle.
And the more of them that are killed,
and he's kept
it
in
seems
a deep
to be
dungeon.
That the blood of the martyrs
Scripture
is the seed of the church.
In the pits,
the church
in one
must
of the
not take
and from a fearful
sword.
Pit. And we
and
are living in this fearful
we have a section
pit.
Then, that's what
but we are not
that.
All together, there are some little
that was
shame.
Verse
kindness
10.
And love and those
Sorry.
Things, we're not completely verse. Devoid of those things of human beings. And we see a rung, ladder, 10 rungs of 10 commandments, which
and I beheld
tells me I should
another,
love God,
oh, there we are.
And tells me I
You're
should love my neighbour.
Verses
some,
1 to 10
all.
Is one section, we'll and then we come to another section
one
now.
Or two of the rungs.
Now, can you
but
bear all that in mind?
Climbed one, not even two rungs. The tyrant sin, who is the king of
Beast.
The castle, comes and drags
I'm
us down.
I'm taking if you
and
like,
you
it's all right.
To me.
But I would
body
prefer
and soul, you belong
an individual
to me. Your total
on
being
Satan,
belongs to
an
me. And every time
almost.
I try, I'm dragged down again.
Powerful receives strength from
then,
Satan.
In
Without
another
mercy,
land, there is a great king.
Rules the nations. Wants everybody
this king
to worship him.
Wants to help this poor.
Never even do. Except
so he
those
makes it
names
possible
are
in the sight of his father
and
when he brings him home that
then
his
he gives
sins
advice
be forgiven so he pays a penalty
if you have to go
captive
cost. Accept it if you
but
take up the
advances
sword
it here and
then
says
you'll reap your
for
own
this
reward
poor slave.
You'll die by the sword
he says what can I
but remember
do
this that behind the power of Satan is the overall
the
power
sin
of God
out
that's the
of
first
his
part
misery.
Now I don't know if there's time for the second
I will kill him
yeah Maybe. Well, you see, I prefer to the end of chapter 14, actually, but...
I will kill
it. Sign. Sign goes, isn't it?
Listen to the verse
Should we
again.
Try? Verse 11. And I
that
beheld another
is
beast.
Crucified
this is henchman,
with him.
A kind of an ally.
In order that the body
He's
of sin
power,
might be destroyed, that henceforth we should
we
not
like
serve sin. So
the
what
first
must
individual.
Die first? Lord, kill me!
And you see the word
that the
beast
old man
individual.
May be crucified with thee in
and
this
I beheld
great
another
salvation
beast coming
and
up out of the earth
Christ, so that that might be dead.
And he
yes,
had two
killed.
Horns like a lamb and he spake as a dragon. Now then, he's interesting. He had
tyrants
two horns
along.
Like a lamb. This one
and
is religious.
That we are
the other
dead
one is secular.
To sin.
This one is religious.
He's angry.
And he, nevertheless,
he no longer has
when
dominion
he speaks,
over this person.
They are the words of Satan.
He no longer has any rights of this person.
It
he says, come on, he says, lie like you usual lies, tell white
beast.
Lies, grey lies, black lies.
And he exercises all
he
power
for the
of the
sake
first beast
of
before him.
And so on. And come on, do what you did before. Do the bad things, do the things that are not so bad. Go on, do them.
To worship
and he finds
the first
he's holding something
whose
that's so
deadly
terribly
wound
because
was healed.
In his hand.
So it's made quite clear now, this is what he wants to do. He has come along on the name of religion. And he wants people now to worship this individual, this beast.
The old relationship.
There's no mistaking which one, the one who was
had
wounded.
Been ended by death.
There is an imitation
yes.
then of the wounds of
he
Christ.
Is alive.
And he doeth this great wonders so that he maketh
Knowing
fire
this,
come down from heaven
is crucified
on
with
the
him,
earth
the body of sin
in the
sights
of men.
We should
first thing he does,
he
secures worship of the
and
first
remember
beast.
These words
and the
well,
second thing, he stands
knowing
for
that
the
Christ being raised from
and
the dead,
he's able
no
to perform
more. Death hath no
miracles.
More dominion
then,
over him. Now if we be
there
dead
are
with Christ, we believe that we shall also
that can
live
be performed
with him.
In
yes,
the name
is he dead?
Of Satan.
Yes, he's dead. Now, yes, he says something else too about
miracles.
Him as well. He is also more alive than he ever was before.
Can remember
in
when
fact, I would
boy
go so far as to say you do not begin to live until you become a Christian and live the Christian life. That is life. Nothing else is life.
Mind,
it is under the tyrant's sin and the end
and
of it
great
is eternal
powers.
Damnation. So now then you might say, in
and,
this I died, I was crucified with Christ. Now then what of this? Ah yes, but he rose again,
remember,
and I also
I
have newness of life. What
out.
Is he making me without
I
loss of identity? The
I
old man becomes a new man.
Time.
But
in case
no
my father and mother
the
went ill,
he's
and I
new,
packed them off
he's
there
alive,
to get
and
better.
Sin no more hath the
I didn't know then there was such thing as evil.
Sin
and spiritism, spiritualism, is a branch of Satan.
He that is dead is free. From sin.
There are powers.
Lastly.
And there are people that practice these
the commendation
things.
Of holiness.
I could speak for a time on that, but I don't think I want to follow that except to say that they're there. They're there today.
We now walk.
And they will be there in a great
we are dead
measure
to
that
the old
time.
Ways. Dead to the tyrant.
And he deceiveth them that dwell
we're
on the earth
the
by
king.
The means of those miracles
we're alive
which he had power to do
we're alive
in the sight
to him.
Of the beast. Now, we are it's a little bit worrying. Now, I have to
sin.
Be so careful how
now
it
then,
is. I believe
be careful here.
That is
sin doesn't reign over the body,
I believe.
But has tremendous influence
but I believe it's
over
rare
the body.
When there's
mind,
a real healing, I believe it's true. It does happen. To say
now
it always must
key
happen is wrong, because it doesn't always happen.
We have the key.
And to say it always happens
grace
is because to say it never happens is equally wrong, because it does happen.
Of my being is alive
times
towards God. And so when the tyrant sin comes
me
along now,
it
and he says,
when
I see that you're dead. Ah, he says, but I still see that you're on this earth. I still see that you've got your body. And then he tries to bring
Christ
thoughts to my mind and so on. Now then, we can give in. Of course we can
heaven
give in. And
it
we can live on the level of the flesh.
But
there's no need
but
to.
It preoccupies.
There's no need to. We are able
no
now by the grace of God to
Christian
say,
faith.
I have an
and
authority
now, this
to be able to say,
a religious one. Now the second
tyrant
takes on a religious form. And he desires to deceive people, and he
no
will put on the cap,
I'm your
not
master,
so much
not my master
of liberal theology.
I have been killed,
of,
I am dead to
say,
you.
No, well,
I am alive
I'm almost
to
like
God
an evangelical.
I am alive
I
to Christ,
like
but you're still in your body.
But the main theme, all
the
while, look at the miracles
yes,
we do.
Yes, I am still in my body, but even there, by the
men
grace of God, I can have
so we have to be on our guard
after
and see when a thing is done, is it of God?
Are you having trouble with unclean?
This is only the sight for the beast, saying to them that dwell on the
you
earth that they
come
should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword
new
and did live. See the imitation of the cross. Where Christ was wounded,
and
died, and
motives
lived. So this first individual of beast was
are
wounded, died, and lived. Now they're saying, what
God
we should depends do now, we'll make an image
you
of him.
Overcome
we don't make an image of
these
Christ
things if you are in Christ.
We are forbidden in
because
Scripture
you can
anyway
come to him and say,
so
I am new.
Image.
I am new.
To do with evil,
and I desire
like images
by the grace of God
so we'll make an image
that righteousness might reign
so
in my mind and my heart
an image
and my total being.
And he had power to give life
for
unto the image of the
king
beast. And the image of the beast
and
should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
Newness
now that happened in the time of Nero. They had
Christian
to worship Nero. So many did think it was then.
Christian
but there is more suffering than that time. And it is more general as well.
We argue, we discuss
and he causes
all sorts
all
of things.
Both small and great. Rich and poor.
We have rights.
Free
we
and bond. To receive a mark on
he
their right hand or in their
tyrant
forehead.
Tyrant sin with his master Satan
then,
no longer has
there
control on us. And even to the temptations of
that
the flesh,
here,
we have the power.
He asked them to have a mark.
To call on the grace of God.
God doesn't give a mark.
We can also fail.
It's a
and
sealing.
And if we fail, we have given
seals
in
them
to the flesh.
It doesn't mark them like this.
But we
it's
have the power by the grace of God to be
or the number of his
in
name
this world.
Here is wisdom.
Thou whose name is called
sorry
Jesus,
and no man,
the Lord of
sorry,
life
verse 17
power
is missing it.
Oh,
and
it
that
is
no
so
man
sweet to
might
trust thee every
himself,
day and every hour.
Save he
of thy wondrous
mark,
grace I sing, Saviour,
or the name of the beast,
King. Thou canst keep
or the
my
number
feet from falling.
Of his name.
Good.
Here
even
is
my
wisdom,
poor way
let him that hath understanding count the number of the
go
beast, for it is the number of a man. His
thou
number is 666.
In thy righteousness
a bit of a problem
complete
here. In some
Lord
of the manuscripts,
Jesus
it's not 666.
Lord, in knowing thee,
it's a 616.
And victory.
And 616 was able to be fitted
Saviour
into all sorts of things more easily. 666
with thy
is
sanctifying
not
power.
But
there we
nevertheless,
are. Because
it
we are new in Christ, he can work through that. With thy sanctifying
you could,
power,
if you,
permeates my spirit through,
the name
let thy
of
government
Jesus
increase,
in Greek,
risen,
you are
crowned,
able by the relations
peace
of figures to get thou the number.
Keep me
I don't
looking
know how they do it, so don't
ever
ask me.
Ever
upward
in thy face, thou canst make me stand.
I try to follow it. And it comes
by
out
the greatness
eight,
of thy
eight,
grace,
eight.
Every promise of thy
number
word, now I
we
claim
do
from
it
thee.
But it comes out as 888.
Oh, what joy.
So what does 666 do? It falls short.
Mighty victor
of
the grave.
It
and
talks
to
about
learn
the
amid
sixth day
shadows thine unceasing
it falls short
power to save
of creation
only those who
of the seventh day
know
it's regarded
thou dost bestow
as the number of failure.
Make my life.
That's what it's regarded. It is the number of the
make
beast.
Make my life.
But ultimately he will fail.
A bright
how do we know
shining
he will fail?
Of thy life.
Because on the cross
make
of Calvary there is a victory there once and for all.
All
and all that Satan has is limited power for a limited time on this little planet
my heart
Earth.
Become yet more
but fail, he will always fail.
Thy home.
He fails even with an individual Christian. How is that hymn that we sing?
It is impossible when the weakest to please saints, God.
Oh, I don't know how the words go. But it's a hymn that puts it like that. That Satan trembles when the weakest saint is on his knees.
Holiness.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? See, all this
is
need we
inevitable
fear.
Inevitable.
No, we'll be apprehensive. But we need not fear.
They are inseparable.
Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow
and
of death,
if we have
we will
a faith that
fear
does not produce
no evil.
Obedience and holiness.
He is not able, he can damage our bodies.
But if we have a faith that we know came from God, then stir it in.
He can spoil much in our lives.
That we might live.
But he can't spoil.
Make my life a
that everlasting life that is ours. He fails. However hard he may try, he's not able to stop a soul getting to heaven. One's not
gracious
soul
and our heavenly Father, we thank thee.
And even when his strongest allies endeavour everyone
to
worship
to
him, yet the only ones that worship him are those whose names,
Father,
in any case,
there's a great
are not
deal
written
of work to be
in
done
heaven.
In every one of us.
His name is failure.
Then we ask thee,
don't let that make us to presume
Lord,
too much,
soul,
because he's very powerful. But his name is failure. His name is 666. A number that doesn't make it, a number that fails. We have a God who triumphs. We have a God who succeeds. And that's the marvellous thing. So that we're able to say, you know, even about physical death, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? For thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who giveth us the victory. And that's that chapter. When we come, God willing, to chapter 14, it is then the triumph of God's church. A bit of a relief, isn't it? The triumph of God's church. There is the activity. All this activity happens, and in a dreadful way, to happen in a kind of a crisis way towards the end of time. That is something we can understand. Yeah, I think I told you once, I heard two people passing a remark. Journeying somewhere, and they were giving opinions on all sorts of things, and their opinions were really annoying, you know. And I wanted to join in, but I thought I would have been in a real ding-dong argument. And then one of them said to the other, do you know what? It can't go on like this. And I felt like joining in there. No, it can't go on like this. And even in the world, we recognize the greed of the age we're living in, the sin of the age. Frightening age of the it can't go on like this. There will be a termination. There will be a culmination. There will be an end. Revelation tells us of suffering that has been, suffering that is, but to a great degree it prepares us for that time. So if we shall be in the church at that time, and we shall know of this beast, this individual, all the while we know scripture tells us there are verses. Many will worship, not us. Not us. He will be powerful, but not all powerful. He can do miracles, but not of any lasting value. Because God is with us. And if God be for us, then who can be against us? Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we can come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ our Saviour and ask thy blessing upon us and pray, O Lord, that thy goodness may be to us. May faith be born in our hearts. May faith flourish in our hearts. May we have a lovely relationship with our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And in this book of symbols, we find it difficult, Lord, to understand. And yet we can glimpse, we can get the idea, Lord. We can get that. And that's perhaps all we can have until the time comes. And then even the verses we found difficult will become so clear because we'll be in the midst of the events. But meanwhile, O Lord, we thank thee for the glimpses that we have. Bless us and make us strong in the position we are in for the sake of Jesus Christ our Saviour.
Thank you.
now with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.